Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. Now, as I looked through the Comedy Festival guide online, I found out that I wasn't the only Star Wars themed show, but we had another two very esteemed actors that have made quite an interesting find in Star Wars history that hasn't really been covered by any of the fan sites. This is a story you will not see on the Force Net.
No. Red Tube.
You will definitely not find it on Red
Tube. I keep submitting videos, but anyway.
But two very esteemed Australian actors, Maurice Cock.
Thank you.
And Belvedere Bag.
Huzzah, thank you, Steel.
Have uncovered like the original versions of Star Wars.
Exactly.
It's true.
We found it in a bureau drawer tucked down the very back.
Yes.
In the seaside suburb of Moorabbin.
Moorabbin.
Written by that great wordsmith and good literature guy, the bard himself,
Maurice Cock and Belvedere Bag.
A.K.A. Shakespeare.
Yes, it has been found via our pen.
Yes, it is the original text of the script, not the one McLucas did.
No.
But the one from 400 years ago written in ye olde proper English.
It is the un-un-special edition.
So yes. Did you say you wrote it or Shakespeare?
Well, we helped.
That's true and yet not true at the same time. The lines are blurred much like a song that was
blurred lines. You can't say that, we'll get sued.
So you're saying maybe that Shakespeare wrote this version from a certain point of view?
Yes, that's right.
Drunk.
Yeah,
I think he
exactly
was.
Before we get into these ancient scrolls, it's very interesting to and you guys are going to be, if I correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to be performing the original script for Star Wars.
For the first time, live on stage, you will see the original Star Wars as it was meant to be.
As it should never have seen before. As should never have been seen before.
It is us two acting out with two helpers that do minor parts.
Warm props. Yes.
So if it never should have been seen before, what makes 2015 the right time?
It is the reemergence of Star Wars. It is bursting forth from the closet finally after all of these years.
Yes, we've finally come out of the closet with Star Wars. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right.
It would sound very right to me.
Oh my. Oh, thank the maker.
Yeah, that's his Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Thank you. Do your R2-D2. Oh my. Oh, are you sure it fits?
And so forth from there.
Yeah, it's a very highbrow.
Maurice.
Yes.
What is your... You know, let's talk about your Star Wars fandom. It must have been very exciting to find these ancient scrolls.
It was definitely... You see, I'd run out of alcohol at the time, and I was very, let's say, broken into a house, and was looking through cabinets and drawers, and I came across this scroll, and I thought, hello. Then I realised what I was reading. It wasn't Hamlet, which we've performed.
Indeed, it was a tragedy.
A very big tragedy when we did that one. And I thought, we could take this, update it for the new age.
Yes.
As the kids are calling it. And present it live on stage. And we had to make some adjustments, of course.
Of course.
I can't remember any of them, but I'm sure there were. Some of the ye olde language.
Just sort of taking it back. If you like, you know the special editions we unwound. We sort of, the original release. The original Laserdisc version of it, is that what you were saying?
And I'd go even further back.
Yes,
it
indeed.
Is the original Obi-Wan Kenobi character.
Ah, yes. Oldie Ben Kenobi. Oldie man, is it?
Oldie man. Yes. Oldie man Kenobi.
Use the power of pulling your finger.
Exactly. No, don't give away too much of the show.
That's our one joke.
Yes. Oh, yes. You're after jokes. But it is done with the utmost respect, Steele. Utmost respect!
Absolutely.
For the source material!
Yes.
We even have a Wookiee that flies.
We do.
It sounds like you've been on the source material.
I wish I had.
Yeah.
More heroin.
Yeah, thank you.
So what are your guys, you know, you're obviously big Star Wars fans.
Like, well, it's true, we are. I mean, the thing is, Steele, that you might not understand is that we were actually in the original Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Do you know the big hairy beasts that the sand people will ride around on?
The Banthas.
We were the pantomime Bantha.
I was the front.
And I played, as mostly I do, the rear.
End of the Bantha.
I always thought there was an elephant underneath there.
Thank you. That's our online name.
So what you're telling me is that you were in, together, yes, an elephant suit inside the Bantha suit.
Correct.
Ah, you've read my autobiography, I see. Wonderful.
It was easy getting in, getting out.
Oh,
that poor elephant.
Yeah, I see.
Talk about never forget.
Talk about using the force. yes, that's where they got that sound from.
Yes. And that Wookiee sound. That was us.
Yes, it's true.
Hey, Peter Mayhew.
Such good times.
Oh, thank you.
Closer.
And what are your early memories as Star Wars fans, seeing Star Wars? What are your first Star Wars memories?
I remember I was a young man.
Yes.
When I finally saw it.
A long, long time ago.
A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Mrabin.
I remember seeing Star Wars when it first premiered in Melbourne at the Forum Theatre.
Oh, yes.
Lining up there to see my cameo in it, and when the elephants came on, that's me on the screen!
It's fantastic!
Look at me! And then being kicked out.
Yes.
And it wasn't until the laser disc came out.
Yes, in every screening we went to in a theatre, we'd always get to that moment and go,
look at us!
Fantastic!
Autographs!
Yes.
But no, it was laser disc when that came out. Yes. I remember.
So it would have been exciting for you to see the end of the film.
There's an end to it? How many chapters is it now?
No,
still going, isn't it?
It's like the never-ending story, I think.
Yes, the never-ending story, which we won't talk about that. That's another project we're working on.
Yes.
As well as our Planet of the Apes one.
Oh, yes, we definitely can't talk about that.
No. It's not a play or anything. It's just what we do at home.
So when you finally got to see the rest of the film on Laserdisc, how was that?
Well, it was great to see, because I remember at the time, Peter O'Toole, of course, Petey, as we would call him, or Tooley, as he preferred to be called, was hanging around the set, and I always thought, he's just such a fan of our elephant work. But it actually turns out he was in the film. I couldn't believe that.
Peter O'Toole?
Yes.
I don't remember the scene.
Yes, he is in there.
Which scene was that?
Yes, he's in another elephant.
Really? Peter O'Toole?
Yes,
only I'd known at the time.
Yes.
Oh, O'Toole. Yes. I remember talking to Sir Alec Guinness.
Yes.
And I remember walking up to him and saying, Sir Alec, may I have a word? And his exact words to me, piss off. Exact words. Exact words.
I remember you made a t-shirt out of it, didn't you?
Yes, piss off. And I said, may I? And he said, I'll use force. And I remember Lucas going, what was that?
Yes.
What was that line? Force.
It's a very good Lucas impersonation you do.
Thank you. Art, I'm George Lucas. It's lovely to be here on Steel Wars. RTT Tutor. The Irish version of George McLucas.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, of course. Yes. A cousin of ours.
Excellent, yes.
Can you do the American version of George Lucas?
No, sorry, that's my phone.
Identical.
So tell us more about these scripts. Like, was Jar Jar Binks in the original version of Shakespeare's Star Wars?
Well, this is episode 4, No Hope.
Yes.
So unless there are other scripts, we're not sure.
I mean, we can put him in if you like.
I'm sure next year we'll find The Empire Doth Strike Back.
Yes, indeed. And Jar Jar might be in that.
He's a thinking no.
That was the one scene that I remember.
Are you sure?
I don't
remember that on the set. We've been in most of the Star Wars films. You may have seen a lot of our action.
Oh, yeah. What else have you been in?
Oh, we were in the what was it? The Family Edition? No, the what was it called?
The Christmas Special.
The Christmas Special, yes, yes.
I think you were...
I played Bea Arthur.
Then I did Bea Arthur.
Yes, that was messy.
Very messy. I think that got cut from the original thing.
Well, that was actually the inspiration for the scene in Empire Strikes Back where Han inserts Luke into the Tauntaun.
That was some of our best work.
Yes.
Playing a Tauntaun.
Oh dear, wasn't it? I thought you smelled bad on the outside.
I think this does smelling bad. That was my Fozzie Bear impersonation.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
So what other large animals have you played in the Star Wars universe?
Oh, I believe I played the Rancor Keeper, actually. That was me as well.
And no acting required then. You just went in as yourself.
It's true. It's true. Well, unfortunately, the real scene that I was disappointed that was cut was just before you get into that scene. It cuts down and the Rancor is actually taking milk from my man breast. It is an exceptional scene and one of the most sensuous experiences that I've ever been involved
in. Which is actually on the extras on the Laserdisc edition, if you can still get
hold of it.
Are kids still doing Laserdiscs? Is that still a thing?
I think so.
It's probably on the VHS.
Yes.
Yes, if that's still a thing.
Probably.
I don't know. We don't watch television or movies. We prefer to appear in them.
Yeah, we make it. We don't watch
it. Yes. That's for other people. And that's why we're doing this show. To give the experience to people of what Star Wars is and can be.
And should be. And shouldn't be. Mm.
Perhaps you'd like to hear a scene from the show itself.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Special edition piece?
Yes, I think so.
This is giving nothing away.
What I'm enjoying currently, listeners, is the baffled look on Mr. Saunders' face. It's quite exceptional.
Oh, this is like premiere night.
I know.
This is like the 18th of December come early for me.
Do, 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 do.
The cockbag awakens.
Why didn't we use that?
Not for the first time. So the scene starts thusly. The narrator starts by saying,
"Special edition, special.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Put on your 3D glasses now." Suddenly, Jabba enters.
Doctor Tuchiko, you could be Emperor Solo.
Ah, Jabba, 'twas verily that I was making my way to see you.
Blick, 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 did you do this, son of?
Whoa, Jabba. Racism is never cool. Besides, it wouldn't fit anyway. Ah, now listen, it's not every day that I get boarded. I had to drop my load.
Fuck you.
Oh, 50%, Jabba. Allow me to walk over the back of you rather awkwardly. Now, listen, we'll split it evenly down the middle. 30-40, okay? Jabba, you are such a card. Okay, I do not want to see you around here for at least another 2 movies. Your special effects are terrible.
And scene.
Finn, thank you.
That was great. A little bit more graphic.
A little
bit more loose with the language.
Of course. Well,
One has to be. But it is done in the Shakespearean language of the time.
Yes, indeed.
So please note that. So if you are coming along, be prepared to be not only entertained,
but also offended, I think.
Not offended.
No, but in the most pleasurable way.
Oh, of course. That's before the show.
Yes, indeed.
Then you can watch the show and have a time of your life. Because I'll have the time of your life.
That's true.
And there is some singing in it.
There is a small amount of singing.
Because I couldn't believe that Lucas took out all the songs from Star Wars.
That was the real shock when we discovered the original text. What all the songs were.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Nonny, hey. And other ones.
What songs are in Star Wars?
I am Luke Skywalker, a lonely boy am I. I've always been stuck here on Tatooine, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and so forth.
God, Andrew Lloyd Cock.
Thank you.
Apparently.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys, as well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.